1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 45 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today.
When you make the right decision, it feels good. Like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time is now 8:29. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Teresa Taylor Williams joining us in studio. We're talking about a partnership between Counseling Associates of the Flint Hills and the Emporia Recreation Commission taking place through workshops.
Teresa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's so great to be here.
Well, thank you for taking time to join us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm just happy to talk about this partnership between myself and the Rec Center. And I just love the digs here. You guys have this great studio. If y'all in the community have not been to KBOE, it's very cool.
We like our digs.
Yeah, we think it's cool here, yeah.
Well, before we start talking about the specific workshops that are coming up here, Teresa, how did the partnership unfold between you, Counseling Associates of the Flint Hills, and the Rec Commission?
Okay, well, let's see. So I have been working with Counseling Associates of the Flint Hills, which is right next to Radius, in case anybody thinks that maybe, hey, that's familiar. Where have I seen that name? So I've been working with them for probably almost a year now. And, you know, I'm part of the Alliance of Social Workers in Sports. And, you know, I don't know if you guys, you had to be living under a rock to not really realize that mental health is affecting everything, every aspect of society, sports included. And so, you know, we've heard lots of things going on with, you know, players in all vast sports arenas and just how maybe depression, anxiety, even, you know, suicide. And so I was like thinking in terms of youth sports and how I am a social worker. I work with children. And then in my practice, I work with children primarily. And, you know, we're seeing things, you know, and youth sports, I don't know about you guys, but youth sports has changed in the last 20 years. And so I just reached out to the Rec Center. I work out there. I love seeing that it's always humming with activity. And I was like, hey, what if we had like kind of like a support group for parents where we talk about the challenges in youth sports or just kind of navigating youth sports. And the Rec was just so supportive. They were like, yeah, let's do it. What do you need?
Yeah.
So here we go. We're going to do two workshops. One is coming up March 7th at 11 o'clock. And then the other one is Saturday, April 11th at 11.
Yeah, you mentioned youth sports and how they have changed. My goodness gracious, we have parents with kids that are involved in not one, not two, not three, maybe four different sports.
Absolutely.
And with traveling teams now and the pressures involved with making the team, making the cut. I can imagine this is stressful on parents, too. It could
Absolutely.
Be,
huh? That's why the first workshop is more so focused on the child, how the parent can, you know, support their child regarding peer pressure, performance pressure, anxiety, burnout, identity struggles. And then the second workshop, we're gonna focus on the parents, you know, we're gonna say, hey, what do you need? Because you're navigating, like you just said, four sports, some that's not out of the realm of possibility. And for some people, that's a financial strain. You know, you have more than one child or say like maybe you're seeing things in your child that kind of look a little off and it's like, well, but who do I talk to about that? So we want to support the parents. You know, I did a Google search recently because I was writing an article about this. And it was talking about sports parents. And you could hardly find an article that didn't have the word toxic.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. Oh, that's not good. And so I really do think sports parents are kind of getting a bad rap because people are not seeking to understand all that they are going through navigating youth sports.
You know, one of the things you mentioned here about, you know, the financial strain,
yes.
I mean, a lot of folks probably are just thinking, okay, that's just for one kid. But if you're loading up, say, like two or three or all of your kids in the minivan, they're all going.
Absolutely.
You've got to, you know, got to pay for the gas. You've got to figure out which, you know, fast food restaurants are
yes.
around that are cheap. And, oh, yeah, you've got to keep them occupied so they're not yelling and pulling each other's hair at the end of it.
Absolutely. Let's go even further. There's equipment fees. There's participation fees. You know, what about even just family time?
Right.
You know, I've heard some parents, you know, I'm in the schools a lot, so I hear parents say, we don't have time to ever just talk or eat together. It's in the car or whatever. And some parents are kind of run a little batty, but, you know, and you want to support your child. You want to, but it's like, how do I do this and still, hey, keep my job, not taking too much time off of work? I don't know about you guys also, but when my sons, I raised two sons, my late husband and I in Michigan, they were in everything, basketball, football, baseball, and hockey. Hockey was expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And back then, only baseball and hockey were like travel. You didn't hear really about too much else. Now, everything is a possible travel league. And, you know, that incurs costs. That's hotels, like yeah. you said, gas. And, you know, some parents do say, well, I don't want to be a bad parent and not support my kid. But is that necessarily being a bad parent? Or maybe it's just, hey, I got to be wise about my resources.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, we're talking with Teresa Taylor-Williams, working with through the Emporia Rec Center to put on a couple of very important workshops, one for kids, one for parents, and it should be some interesting stuff. Teresa is a school social worker and licensed mental health therapist located right here in Emporia, and she works with a lot of area schools here, too, on a regular basis. What do you see working with youth here, Teresa? What kind of mental stress do you find in kids? Is it a problem with youngsters?
Oh boy. Okay, so before we went on live, I was like, yeah, that could be a whole other conversation.
We could spend a whole day on that, couldn't we?
Oh gosh. Okay, I'm going to start with the positive. The positive is people are more receptive now, I believe, to mental health interventions. You know, I had people tell me when I came into this in this area, oh, there's so much stigma and people are not going to come to you. They're not going to open up because, you know, there's just, you know, it's they don't understand.
Shows a sign of weakness.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh,
that's
absolutely
what I was trying to say. But I do see that more people are more receptive. But I guess on the needs to improve side, I would say, oh goodness, I'm not going to lie, electronics, gaming, that is impacting our children in a huge way. And I'm seeing in the littles, when I went into school social work, I thought I was going to see more challenges like with middle and high school. It's really the littles. And I believe it's because they don't know how to handle the big adult things that they're seeing. They can't process that. So it's coming out in big behaviors. And so, but it's so rewarding because I say they're my babies. And, you know, you just got to love on them. And even as they're going through their challenges.
Well, you're known as Coach Mama T.
Yes. That's my little nickname.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess maybe, you know, one thing that comes up is, you know, how have you been able to kind of draw on your own personal experiences, not just for, you know, as far as,
yeah.
you know, your conversations with other parents, but your own in helping to shape these workshops that are coming up?
Well, that's why I did kind of come up with Coach Mom T, because I was that sports mom who was hollering in the stands and who was doing everything I could for my kids and, like I said, all the sports that they were into. And now, dare I say, as a grandma, yes, I should say glamma.
Grandma, awesome.
My second grade granddaughter is in cheer. But yes, I'm drawing on that because I know how that feels when your kids stop playing and you kind of wonder your own identity, like, oh my gosh, I had this whole group of friends that we were hanging with, you know, during all these you know, during the games and during afterwards, they were your social group. And then it kind of fizzles, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, what now? So if as a parent I'm feeling that, what about my kids? You know, what are they going through when they stop playing for whatever reason? Maybe burnout, maybe injury, maybe they just don't want to play anymore, you know? So these are all things that affect us, you know? These are our social circles, and so, yeah.
Can you get to the root of poor sportsmanship?
Oh, now see, why did you say that? He really put me in the hot seat on that. Well, maybe that's why we have the parent group,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. It was listed on your activity sheet here.
They're both parent groups, technically. Again, the first parent group is focusing on the child. How do we support the child? The second one is, what are you going through as a parent? How can we support you? And again, these are free. And I would just appreciate maybe if there are educators or neighbors or whoever out there, coaches, if you can just maybe let your parents know about it, let the parents know that these are going on. They are free. They're at the rec. They're at 11 o'clock, again, Saturday, March 7th, and then 11 o'clock on April 11th. That's a Saturday. I know it's a Saturday, guys. I was like, there is no good time to have this because Saturdays are kind of our runaround time, but it's only an hour. And I want to say I'm bringing a special guest, Ref Ron. Okay, Ronald is a friend of mine, and he has been a Keisha official and referee for 25 years.
Okay.
And so he's going to come along too because he sees a lot as a ref. You know, you know, you're seeing people kind of have regular meltdowns.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, we got to support people instead of criticizing, you know, because we all know people who are like, did you see those parents? They were so blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Okay, well, how can we support them? That's all I'm saying.
Well, do you have space for both of the workshops and the seminars right now that folks can jump in on?
Yes, and people, I think the rec would prefer people to call or go online and register, but you could walk in if you wanted to also, but that just kind of helps us with knowing, you know, how many people are going to come. But yes, we certainly do have space, and we welcome y'all to come down and let's talk about it. I don't really see too many spaces for youth sports parents nowadays. I see spaces as far as youth. But what about the parents? Parents are the support. They're the backbone. That's the home field advantage, as we like to say.
Yeah, well said. Supporting Sporty Kids, a workshop for parents and of student athletes.
Yes.
And Teresa Taylor Williams will be running the show here. And you can log on to EmporiaRec.org and click on the parent workshop icon, and that will take you to the page, and you can click on the registration icon there too and get yourself signed up. 11 until noon. These are free, as Teresa mentioned, absolutely free. The first coming up Saturday, March 7th, 11 a.m. at the Emporia Rec Center Community Room.
Yes, thank you all so much for allowing me time to talk. This is kind of, as you can tell, kind of passionate about it. And it's just something that I think is positive, and I think our community could benefit. So thanks again for having me.
Well, we'd love to get you back up here and talk
Agreed,
about program
yeah.
number two. And
maybe
then,
we can talk about youth mental health.
Yeah, we can certainly broach that topic.
Yes.
Indeed. And we'd love to have you back. It's been a pleasure to meet you and talking to you here on our Newsmaker Two segment.
Thanks so much.
Teresa Taylor Williams. Coach Mama T with us here. A parent workshop, Emporia Rec Center, coming up Saturday, March the 7th. Chuck?
Okay. Coming up in just a few minutes after headlines, we'll have Lyon County History Center Director Emeritus Greg Jordan with his biweekly update. And tomorrow, during the 8 o'clock hour, a couple of interviews. First off, we've got the ESU Buzz at 8:20, and we get a preview of the United in Purpose KVOE live morning drive auction next week. United Way Director Daphne Mertens, Drive Chair Yehida Ibarra will be our guest at 8:40 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker Two brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 45 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. Good morning. It is 8:42.
It's down to the final days of spring savings with the filter sale at Emporia's locally owned network.